Good Friday. Today is September the 20th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, this is the time of year a lot of things can be done in the backyard and garden when it comes to planting different trees, shrubs, and other things. But those spring flowering bulbs, you may want to hold off putting those in the ground just a little bit before we get too excited about it. We're going to take some time and look a little deeper coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I want to start off this Friday morning taking a look out in the backyard and garden, and we want to talk about planting spring flowering bulbs, something that you do in the fall so that they are ready for the spring. Now, typically, we wouldn't advise them being planted quite this early. You can go and you'll start seeing them at some of the garden centers and big box stores, but ideally, you want to wait till the ground starts to cool down. We talked about in the past when it comes to planting trees and shrubs this time of year, those roots will continue to grow anytime that soil temperature is really above 50 degrees or even much above freezing. And so you want your bulbs to be able to get acclimated to the soil and start to put down roots. So you don't want to plant it when the soil is frozen, ideally, but you do want to probably plant them once it's cooled down so that you don't get a lot of excessive growth. And what we're really trying to prevent is the top growth. We want that energy to stay in the bulb and down as it develops roots. That way, in the spring, when it warms up and it's time, that plant will then emerge and produce the flowers that we want. So a number of different types of bulbs can be purchased this time of year. Size does matter when it comes to bulbs, and really one of the old sayings is true. Sometimes you get what you pay for when it comes to different types of bulbs. Now, there's all sorts of places you can go to find more information. Flowerbulbs.com is an organization that really specializes in different types of bulbs, and you can learn more about them. But again, you want to buy probably bulbs if you have a chance between bigger and small ones. The bigger ones, because they've actually stored up more food, and so they will have more energy as it comes to being established once they try and put the roots down and develop. Also, as bulbs go, there's something that will then emerge, grow in the spring, and flower. But then as time goes on, those flowers deteriorate and there becomes a bit of a problem there. Like most plants, those flowers can be pinched back, and depending on the type, they may reflower again. If you let them go, though, sometimes those can go to seed. And anytime a plant goes to seed, it's actually drawing more energy than if it's just flowering. So something to keep in mind there as well. Now, bulbs can be planted in containers, and some folks like to do that so they can move them around, have them out in the spring when they bloom, but then once they start to die back, they can remove those from their landscape areas and have something else that takes center stage. Bulbs can also be mixed, so you have sort of a biodiversity of different types of bulbs and flowers coming up together. They are great when it comes to spring flowering bulbs, especially for a lot of our pollinators. Spring bulbs tend to flower earlier than other plants, and obviously then pollinators is produced, which will help those bees and other pollinators as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now and talk about fall fruit production. Now, whether you love apples, pears, grapes, or peaches, USDA has the latest numbers out regarding fall time fruit production for the year. Rod Bain has more.
Late summer and fall time fruits are found at your local grocery store and retailers about now. And if not now, fairly soon. And depending on what your taste is, you should have no problems finding your favorite as you shop or perhaps pick your own. USDA's latest production forecast for fall time fruits breaks down specific products. Fleming Gibson of the National Agricultural Statistics Service starts with apples.
Our apple production this season is going to be down 2.2%, very similar to some of our prior years.
The nation's largest apple-producing state, Washington, along with Michigan, each record year-over-year reductions of over 100 million pounds produced, offsetting an increase in New York State apple production. Turning to crabberries.
Production we're up 1.6%. Massachusetts, the second largest producing state, up 12% compared to the previous year.
The rise in Bay State cranberry production offset a slight decline in what the nation's largest cranberry growing state, Wisconsin, harvested this year. When it comes to U.S. grape production in 2024,
we are up 7.7% on production. We did add New York and Oregon back to the estimating program for grapes. That was one of our program changes to add them back in.
And the nation's largest grape growing state, California, reported more total grapes produced than the prior year, with year-over-year increased production noted for both Golden State raisin and table grapes. The latest look at domestic peach production by NAS was significant in that.
This is our first, like, all peach forecast of the year. In May, we forecast just California only, so this is our first full peach forecast of the year, up 22.2% this season. California, which is the largest producing state for peaches, is looking at the highest production since 2017. Pretty good year they're expecting out of California.
Also, Georgia and South Carolina peach crop production significantly rebounded this year, after freeze events in 2023 severely impacted the crops in those states. As for pear production,
predominantly in the West Coast region, Washington, Oregon, California, 520,000 tons this season. This will be the lowest U.S. production dating back to 2007.
Washington, the leading pear-growing state, was significantly impacted by early winter cold weather, then a freeze during blooming season in the spring. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.